broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. You're going to be at the Insperity tomorrow. That's so cool. And here we are back live from the Golf Club Studios on Oahu's lovely South Shore. Welcome into the clubhouse. I've got a great group of people. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional. Scooter Clark, Director of PGA Works Collegiate Championship. Debbie Waitkus, Founder Golf for Cause. Marilyn Smith, Scholarship Fund Fundraiser. Dr. Bern Bernacki, Golf Heritage Society President. Diana DeLucia, Founder Golf Kitchen. They're all coming into the clubhouse this morning, but before we get into that and give you some tee times, I got to tell you what the weather's going to be like. First off, on Oahu, there is a flash flood warning. Kamehameha Highway is closed. Waiahole Waikane, the stream's overflowing. So, you know, we've got windward side, cloudy, showers, thunderstorms possible, flooded conditions possible across the entire island. On the leeward side, the forecast calls for partly cloudy, scattered showers. High today, 84, 79 to 84. And the trade winds are with us, yes, 10 to 20 miles per hour. So even when it feels like 86, it'll be a nice cooling breeze, making it feel just a little bit better. All right, and tee times for you if you'd like to go out. Remember, follow instructions. If you hear that thunder rumble, you know what to do. You put your clubs away. Makaha East, there's a 10 o'clock. Raw Hawaiian Country Club, 10:42. Hawaii Kai has an 8:48 and a 9:26. Kauai Lagoons has a 9 o'clock and a 10 o'clock. Poipu Bay, 8:40, 9:10, 9:20. The Hanging Chads are going out today. And the Fashion House of Florence. Makalei has a 9:10 and an 11 o'clock. Volcano, where it's 55 degrees and wet because it's been raining on the Big Island. There's a 9:30 and a 10:32. And let's go to Maui now. Wailea, the Gold Course, an 8:50 and a 9:20. And the Emerald Course, a 9:10 and a 10:20. And the Blue Course has a 9:50 and a 10:40. All right, we're going to come back with Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional, Wailea Golf Academy. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, Water Flood, Broken Pipe Cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, now I got to take a deep breath. Ready? Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui, the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's a Golf Channel Academy lead coach. He's ranked number one teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest, list of best teachers 2022-2023 in every state. Second time in a row, he was also number one in 2019-2020. His section in the morning read, the golf section in Sports Illustrated, is called Golf Tips in Paradise. He's a talent contributor for Sports Illustrated, 2 videos per month. He's a Golf Digest certified instructor, Horton Smith Award recipient, Bill Strasburg Award recipient, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Flight Scope certified, Aim Point Level 2 certified, Vision 54 authorized coach, V1 sport coach ambassador, and he's author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. That's Claude Brousseau. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege and a honor to be on your show.
It's awesome.
When I listen to that, I know now why I don't sleep a lot.
No, I was wondering, you know, Claude, how do you have time for all this? What you love, you make time for. That's the bottom line in life. So, let's talk about Aimpoint, because every once in a while on television, and more frequently all the time, I hear the announcers, the guys who are commenting on the game ahead. They say, "Oh, see, now they're doing Aimpoint," and so, you know, we've heard about it for years, and maybe we don't, you know, Aimpoint. What's that anyway? Let's break it down.
Yes. Okay. So Aimpoint, it's a green reading system. So that helps us to quantify the breaks that there is in the slope where the ball would roll, okay? So it has been in place since 2007. The first time we saw it on Golf Channel is in 2007. In January that year, I met Mark Sweeney, the inventor of it, and then he told me about, I invented a system to read the green, and I've been involved with that since because it's just so fantastic. Then why we see it more and more, it's because in 2022, there was a change in the rules of golf that the top players on the every tour cannot use the reading book anymore. For your listener who have seen those books, you got all the little arrows with the number telling you how much percentage there's the slope on every section of the green. So the tour wanted to make sure that the players have the skill to read the green without that help. So that's why we see it more and more. And then if it's so efficient and so successful, thank you. It's that 50% of the wins on the tour in the last 2 years have been achieved by either the player and or the caddy using Aimpoint.
Wow.
So that's a system. Yes, that speaks a lot about how accurate and efficient is that. Now, it's not complicated. It was more when it started, but now it's simplified so much that the youngest person that I ever coached on that was 7 years old, and he got it really rapidly. I did a lot of junior here on Maui, and then I did quite a lot of junior on Oahu with my good friend Oliver Olikiano that does a lot of stuff for junior. Now, think of it this way. It will be like using your Bushnell to get your distance, okay? You still need to factor in the wind and what type of shot you want there, but for green reading, Aimpoint will allow you to select where you need to aim the ball that it will roll in the hole. So green reading is actually very simple when we know about it. Is you want to focus on the amount of the side slope, how much is how intense or how much is slanted to qualify the quantity of the break. So it's all about side slope of the green. Then the system help us to drastically reduce the guessing of it, okay? So independent of what putter you have, what style of player you are, we do not, Aimpoint has nothing to do with how you swing the putter per se, but it's more deciding where you need to aim the ball.
So you don't need any special equipment for this?
That's correct. You don't need any special equipment. You need to have the knowledge, so you need to contact me and then help you to. It takes about 2 hours to learn the basic of that, and it helps the players that using it. They say it helped them to stay focused on the task at hand, to just decide where I need to start that ball or where is that point where I need to aim in the break. We know that your listener and everybody who plays golf pretty much under evaluate the severity or intensity of the breaks they play with. Then they miss most of the time on the low side of the slope. Then with aim point, it takes about when you know how to do it, because some of the critics say it takes time. It's not really that. When you know how to do it and you have practiced it, it takes about no more than 20 seconds to read the green.
Wow.
Yes, because, in fact, when you read the green, Danielle, is the only place where you need information. I call that, you know, a piece of real estate.
Yeah.
It's the that place where you would imagine that the ball will roll into the hole. So you don't need to know where the ocean is, because, by the way, the ball doesn't know the ocean, and we need to debunk the saying that the ball always rolls towards the ocean. The ball will roll towards the ocean only if the green, the location of the green where the ball will roll in between the ball and the hole, is tilted or slanted towards the ocean. If where the ball will roll, the green, the slope in the green, the sides slope of the green is towards the mountain, but guess what? The ball won't go towards the ocean. So you just want to spend time in between where the ball is and the hole is on an imagine a corridor, call that, or a route where the ball will roll. So you don't need to know where your friends are with their balls. But if they're really close to yours, that will help, though.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yes, I don't need to know if I'm with an aim point person.
yes, exactly.
You mentioned to me that golfers underestimate the value of the slope 100% of the time.
Correct, Danielle. So that means, to make that more clear maybe or specific, is that, let's say, the golfer evaluate that the break is 3 inches from, let's say, left to right. But they underestimate that 3 inches 100% of the time, so that means that they need to play more than 3 inches. And depending on who did the study, they underevaluate that 3 inches by either 20 up to 30% of the value. That's kind of important here.
What is the value?
The value is 3 inches, let's say.
Okay. Yes.
So 30% of three will be another almost 2-3 inches.
Yeah. And now you've got big problems.
Because you miss it on the low side and you put too much speed in it, and that's so.
Yeah.
It's a system easy to use and make you more rapidly read the green. And the best thing about all that, it's a lot more accurate.
Yeah, I got to ask you, there's the top golfers in the world. There's Rory McIlroy. There's Jon Rahm. He's the number one player in the world. Adam Scott, Scottie Scheffler, I think is number two still in the world. Jordan Spieth, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Matt Fitzpatrick. Do you know any of these guys? Do they use Aimpoint?
All of the above.
No kidding.
Either them or their caddy. Funny story. I don't take any credit from that, but I remember, I don't exactly remember the year, but I was at Kapalua back then, you know, and then during the practice round of the tournament, I'm on the number 15, and Adam Scott is there with his coach. And then I kind of... during the practice round, you can go with them and all that. To make the story short, I spoke to his coach and said, what do you think of Aimpoint? He says, oh, my God, I heard so many bad stuff about that. So I say, listen, give yourself a favor, try it. If you don't like it, guess what? Don't use it. So finally, that was in January. In March, at the Honda Classic on TV, guess what we see? Adam Scott. Fingers in the air, because he had called Mark Sweeney, got trained with him, and then he's been using it since, and he loves it. And Dustin Johnson, his brother, has been trained by Mark Sweeney, Lydia Ko. No, that's so it's
It's wonderful.
It's a good system. It is.
It's a good system. And you are AimPoint certified.
Correct.
Yeah, so you can teach it easily. And
correct.
And everybody I've talked to about Claude Brousseau is that he's such a wonderful teacher, coach, person who can easily explain things to you and make it just becomes natural. So I really appreciate that. What I also, you know, we were talking about, it's tournament season. I mean, it's been tournament season, but there's lots going on in the HSJGA. There's lots going on in college. We're going to be talking with, you know, Scooter Clark, the director of PGA Works Collegiate Championship. All of this stuff is going on over the summer. It's going to be very intense. And practice with a purpose. Establish what success is. I really like that thought that you gave me.
Okay. So basically is when you the time that you have to practice is very limited. We that's the reality of, you know, life get in the way of golf, unfortunately. No, but so when you go and practice, what you have to do is making sure that you establish what you want to get better at. Let's say, as an example, you're not efficient with your impact position in golf. But the thing on that is golfers, they're too hard on themselves, and here's why I want to help them, is you cannot be hard on yourself when you attempt to perform something that you don't know anything about. What I mean by that is most of the time I would ask the golfer in front of me, okay, you know, Danielle or Paul, or show me where do you think your body should be the club at the moment of impact in golf. I mean, they don't know. So my next thing to them is say, how do you think you will produce it on demand if you have no idea what it is? Mm-hmm. So when you practice, you establish, okay, success for the next 5 balls. Practice 5 balls at the time, not 50. And then evaluate, are you doing that motor skill, because golf is a motor skill, that you're efficient at the impact. Okay, so I got plenty of videos that people can go and watch what the impact looks like. Then when you practice for 5 balls, you stay 100% committed on, are you achieving that or not? Don't be so much tied up on what I would call the outcome of the shot just yet. Because if your efficiency of, let's say, achieving a better impact position, of course the result will be better.
Right.
That's an example.
Right. Right. So I really like this. If you need to get rid of all the stress that you've built up over the week and you can only practice on the weekend, then go hit balls. That's not practice. That's getting rid of stress.
Like how you put it.
Yeah, right. You know, and then say, okay, got that out of me. Now it's time to, you know, get down to practicing my game, practicing and thinking about. And you also mentioned there are two types of knowledge. There's the intellectual and there's the sensorial. And that's, you know, when I putt, for instance, thinking back to AimPoint, when I putt, I'm all about senses, what my senses tell me. And I mean, I'll look at the slope and I'll look at angles and everything. And then I get a feel. But I'm sure that plays some part in AimPoint. You can't get rid of that, I imagine. I don't think. I don't know, because I've never done it. But tell us what you mean by first there's intellectual, then there's sensorial.
Very good, Daniel. Thank you very much. You have to add the ball. Let's clarify that. Add the ball. What you're doing, Daniel, is fantastic. Add the ball when it's time to execute the swing. You want to be 100% in your feel, or I call that sensorial stimulus. So at the ball, we do not require your intellectual brain to tell you what to do. we are human being, and at the ball, you have to be 100% of you feeling what you want to do with the club and the ball. So now, what I mean by there is two knowledge. First, the intellectual part or the conceptual part of how to use the club in the body has to be functional. Like, as an example of something who is not functional, if you ask, okay, where the club should touch the ground with an iron when you hit the ball. This week I had somebody, he says, 2 inches behind the ball. I said, this is not functional. So your intellectual knowledge of the golf swing is not efficient. With an iron, the club will touch the ground in front of the ball on the target side of the ball. So that's what I mean by, or they don't understand what the effect of the club face has to the ball. Or they will think that shoulder and hips control club face. But that's not what control the club face. It's a hands and wrist, basically. Of course, you use your entire body. So that would be the intellectual knowledge, okay? Now, the sensory knowledge, you need to train on that when you go and practice and train. So the sensory is, are you aware of, let's say you say for the next 5 balls, you want to be more aware of your club face. How do you manage your club face when you swing? So the first ball, you have to challenge yourself to be aware of what you do with your hands and wrists to make the ball go to the right. Then if it goes to the right, that's success. The next ball, you say, okay, let you, Danielle, and your listener and the golfer say, okay, can I make the next ball curve to the left? You control your aiming, you control your ball position, you control your posture, your swing path, and you only train on the sensorial knowledge of what you do with your hands to control the ball. So do you make that ball go to the left? That's success. Then the third one, you say, let's see if I can make this one go straight. So that's what I mean by the sensorial knowledge.
Yes, yes, I love it. I was just sitting here going, could I make it? Could I do that?
But, Danielle, it's so interesting that as soon as we clarify first the intellectual part of it, mm-hmm. okay, like, and then because the golfer has to buy into the functional concept, and then you'll be amazed how quick they do it. Because, like, this person I had, that was a lady, she says, it didn't make a lot of sense, and I wonder how come I come up, you know, when she swings.
Right.
But I said, because your brain told you it doesn't make sense to hit 2 inches behind the ball to move the ball. So, of course, you were not doing that because it's not functional. So when you clarify the concept first intellectually, like what balance feels like, club face, impact, it could be length of the backswing. It's like anything in the part of the swing. Then you're able to do it really rapidly. It's amazing. I see it every day for the last 25 years. I mean, it changed the dynamic of the golfer. Like I would always ask on the golfer, let's example. I will give you 2 options. You can only select one. Would you rather hit the ball or hit the target? Now, depending on the golfer, the answer, ball or target. But I see the game is a target game.
Yes.
You need to hit the target.
Yes.
Then if they play, let's say, tennis or pickleball, that's pretty popular right now. Yeah. You see, when the ball's coming at you, do you think about hitting the ball or where you want the ball to go on the other side of the net? Nobody's telling me, Claude, I want to hit the ball. They all tell me I want to get the ball on the left side of the court if you're on the right side.
Right.
Yes. But see, why you don't apply that to golf?
Right. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at the Wailea Golf Club on Maui, the only golf channel academy in Hawaii. You know, it's funny, if you teach your brain these things, then it'll get out of the way and your senses can take over. You know, it's like your brain needs to know, okay, this makes sense. And, you know, from there on out, it's okay with the brain, whatever you do. Claude, thanks so much for being inside the clubhouse. It's been far too long since we've had
a
chance to talk.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Coming back in the clubhouse with us next, It is the man who is behind PGA Works Collegiate Championship. He is director of the PGA Works Collegiate Championship, Scooter Clark. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What
is up? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
PGA Reach is a 501c3 charitable foundation of the PGA of America and announced the field for the 2023 PGA Works Collegiate Championship. It'll be played at Shoal Creek Club, Bent Brook Golf Course in Birmingham, Alabama, May 8th through the 10th. So that's just days away. The most culturally significant championship in collegiate golf. To explain all of this, Scooter Clark, Director, PGA Works Collegiate Championship, welcome into the clubhouse.
Daniel, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is really exciting. And tell us, how did this all get together? How did it start? Who's playing?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are actually, this is our 36th year playing the championship, and it actually started as a vision from a group of men, the National Negro Golf Association in Cleveland, Ohio, started this championship really with the vision of creating national exposure, postseason play opportunity for historically black colleges and universities. At the time, HBCUs did not have the opportunity to play in postseason play. And so with that void, again, that the National Negro Golf Association got together and started this championship. It had, I'll say, somewhat meager beginnings. We started out playing at Highland Park Golf Course in Cleveland, Ohio. Division I teams, Division II, and really has expanded over the years. We partnered with PGA of America in 1998, bringing the championship to Port St. Lucie, Florida. And in 2006, actually took PGA of America took over ownership and management of the championship. And it's, like I said, it's grown leaps and bounds. And in 2019, we moved the championship under our foundation, which you mentioned, PGA Reach. And in 2021, really, elevated the championship, took it to a different level and took it to different markets, really for a couple of reasons. One is to create an enhanced experience for our student athletes and our golf programs, but two, really in an effort to increase our fundraising opportunities in an effort to create an endowment which would help support our HBCU programs as they oftentimes have limited budgets. So we're excited. We're here in Birmingham, and just a week away, we'll have 30 teams across five divisions, Division One, Division Two, our women's team division, and then a men's and women's individual division. So, like I said, we're a week away. We're excited. The Shoal Creek membership has been absolutely phenomenal in working with us, and Bentbrook as well. So it's been a great opportunity for us.
Oh, this is wonderful. I mean, I'm looking at all the teams. I'm like, where's Hawaii? We should have a team coming out there. Yes?
I'll tell you this much. We have invited individuals from Hawaii. Our team divisions are all historically Black colleges, Hispanic-serving institutions, or other minority-serving institutions across the country. But our individual division allows for our other universities, our predominantly white universities and others, to have their individual participants or individual student-athletes participate in the championship. So, unfortunately, this year they were not able to come out. But trust me, every year the Hawaii universities are smack dab on my radar. So,
That's good to know. Because, you know, I'm looking at the individual featuring individual divisions featuring 52 competitors representing 44 programs. And there's quite a bit to gain. I mean, for the third year, exemptions from the Epson Tour and Corn Ferry Tour can be earned. This is wonderful. Tell us how this all came about.
Yeah, we've had it in the past, and we're able to reengage with both PGA Tour and LPGA, and so it does. This is our third year, and part of really elevating the experience and the opportunities for our student athletes, and they've continued to partner with us. So we're happy to have that exemption and be able to award it to two of our individuals coming out of this year's championship. So
yeah, the three top finishers and ties in the women's team or individual divisions will be eligible to apply for exemption into the Epson Tour Guardian Championship. These kinds of opportunities to be right in the midst of professional golf and to feel that intensity, it's wonderful. And it's great to see everybody kind of rallying around your championship.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for the other thing that we have this year, for the first time in the championship's history, is we actually have live coverage through the Golf Channel for our three competition rounds. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we've got 3 hours each evening from 3:30 to 6:30 Central Time. And so we're excited to be able to showcase these student athletes on TV. And it's the first time. And again, it's providing these opportunities for well-deserved student athletes.
Great. Great job. Great job, Scooter Clark, Director of PGA Works Collegiate Championship. I'm looking forward to seeing this on Golf Channel. What an exciting time. You're just growing everything, growing the game. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to take a look into the Heritage Society. That is the Golf Heritage Society. And all the things that you may not know about, we'll tell you after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. Compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement.
Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Breaking news. If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter? I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Yes, and we have a remembrance to do. Hong Soo Ahn passed peacefully on April 13th in his sleep at home, surrounded by his family. He was born in 1930, humble beginnings, Paia on Maui. Hong Soo worked tirelessly, though, throughout his life to provide for his wife. She preceded him in death, Jenny, and son Stuart, and two daughters, Ramona and Laura. A quoted Bill Kwan as the greatest golfer of Korean ancestry in Hawaii. His undeniable golfing legacy earned the respect of countless across the islands. He was inducted into the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame in 1992. He represented Hawaii a record 14 times in the USGA Amateur Public Links Championship. He reached the finals in 1962. Local golf tournament championships include the 50th State Medal Championship, Hawaiian Amateur Stroke Play Championship, Wailea Men's Invitational, Lanikai Cup, Oahu Country Club Men's Invitational, Mayor's Cup, Francis Brown Four-Ball, Ted Makalena Four-Ball, Hawaiian Public Links Four-Ball, and he was winner of the Korean Invitational 16 times. But it said, what is most impressive about Hong Soo is the example he set for his children to work hard and provide even greater opportunities for their children. Later in life, he continued to play golf. He enjoyed giving golf lessons to friends and family. And today, Hong Soo's family spans across the United States, ingrained with the values he instilled upon them. The funeral services will be held on Tuesday, May 9th, 2023, of course. Star of the Sea, viewing is 10 o'clock in the morning, public and burial at Punch Bowl at 1 p.m. All right. Thank you very much. Now, let's go to Dr. Bern Bernacki, President, Golf Heritage Society. Anyone can join the Golf Heritage Society at golfheritage.org. It's just $50 a year. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dr. Bernacki.
Thanks, Danielle. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. So how did this Golf Heritage Society come about?
Well, you know, we started as two golf collectors, a ball collector and a book collector, back in 1970. And they corresponded and they started to collaborate. And then they had the idea of inviting other folks to join them because there were so many people doing so many things around the game of golf. Interesting collectors for scorecards and pencils, you know, things that are inexpensive and really everybody has. And then also started to identify some of those treasures, those artifacts that were owned by a certain person. So it became really popular. And we started to know in 2018 that we had so many different types of varieties of interest. Collecting was a main part of it, but so many other folks, the architects, the writers, so many other, whether it was street or classics, everybody's welcome.
That's wonderful. The idea that it started as a couple of guys in 1970 and has expanded to now where you actually have a national convention and it's coming up in Lexington in October.
That is correct. This will be our 52nd time that we've gotten together for a national gathering. And we love to have gatherings that are local in each of our 10 regions, 9 of them in the U.S. and then also internationally, Danielle.
Wow. Okay. So the Golf Heritage Society members can attend the convention there only. And what do you guys do? What you? I when I say guys, folks, I mean girls, guys.
Men. Everybody there. Will,
yes.
Everybody there just first of all loves to see each other. I mean the fellowships of all these relationships, guys and dolls, for a long time. It's really fun. We do a unique thing at the hotel called room trading, where people bring a lot of their stuff, we call it collectibles, and interact and do trades and those sorts of things. We have a formal trade show on the Saturday after our Hall of Fame banquet and initiation. And that is open to the public. So anyone who's in the Lexington or general area is welcome to attend. That's free to the public. And we really usually teach people a lot of things about the game of golf. And we get more members that way.
Yeah. I was just thinking that right, as members, you're kind of a long distance society, right? Everybody's spread out around the country, maybe even around the world, as you said, international. And then when you have the get together once a year, everybody can come and say, hey, it's so good to see you, really see you.
And that's true. Yeah, that's true, Danielle. We have these regional gatherings, and you know, sometimes we get together in somebody's garage or somebody's living room and talk about either historic events or collectibles. One of my first gatherings that I attended outside of Pittsburgh, where I live, was somebody's backyard. We had sort of a garden party where one fellow brought the putter that Arnold Palmer used as a high school player.
Wow.
It was really fantastic to hear all that story.
Wow, yes. You know, there's something. I got a chance to meet Arnold Palmer, and when he's such, God, and I say he like he's still here, you know, and he is. He's, you know, he just is. And when I got a chance to interview him, I couldn't talk. I've heard it back in its most embarrassing moment in Danielle's forever career. But it's just such a gentleman and made you feel like you'd known him forever and he knew you. You know, it was like, it was just amazing. So the membership is $50 a year. What does one get?
Well, we have a fabulous journal four times a year that everybody loves called The Golf. And it has articles about, say, the upcoming Ryder Cup and, you know, so many different events and activities that we do. And we have auction highlights. Where we teach people about what items went for what, and the people that are interested in the high end, they really enjoy that. And we have very interesting personal pieces about historic figures in the game of golf, men and women, and we've highlighted women, African Americans. So we're really wide open for enjoyment. The golf is our featured benefit. We do Zoom calls with the Grand Zoom series, as you well know, having participated in interviewing Beverly Bell with the Marion Miley story. So we enjoy those. We also have a electronic newsletter. It'll be coming out called The Gazette, and it's dedicated to golf history, where people who do research and enjoy golf research publish a several page article every 3 or 4 months time we put this out. And it's a fascinating benefit and a read that all of our historians love to get. And finally, what's going on in what neighborhoods and what areas locally, where you might go and play up in Erie at the Donald Ross Kakwa, or come to visit us at the convention. It's all the news that's fit to print, and then some wonderful pictures of our friends and families.
Yeah,
that's what we got.
Yeah, and then some, because I like this. The golf tournaments and outings include modern, classic, and hickory play. People have enough hickory gear to play?
Yes, we do. And when we break one, we repair it.
So, I bet you do. Wow.
So we have a lot of fun. And the distinguishing feature of our events is it's so welcoming. because some people want to give it a try and play, and we'll find a set of hickory or classic clubs, and other people are just a little bit, they want to watch. So they'll do that, and then sure enough, when they get to the trade show, they're shopping for a set of hickories or one or two clubs that they can kick around and bang around, and we help them, yeah.
Yeah, and Featherlys, you guys use those?
Well, you know, any original feathery is a artifact that you don't want to go near, let alone hit.
Right.
But yeah, have replica feathery balls and gutty balls, and we are reinventing ourselves to find period equipment and the matching balls and period attire, and we just have a blast when we do those specialized gatherings.
Oh, I bet. Now, see, that is, it's just so so much fun. And as you said, you know, camaraderie with fellow members is wonderful. Then there's the local, regional, and national gatherings. The national convention at La Trobe Country Club, when was that? Do you have that every year?
That one was last year. It'll be 2 years ago now this summer. And we had a blast. We played Arnold Palmer's Latrobe Country Club course. The original course was, of course, where Arnold Palmer grew up. And his dad was the golf professional and greenskeeper. And Arnold learned to play there. And he had those big arms because he drove the tractor to cut the grass without power steering. So there was a reason he had those very muscular physique that he had. Well, as he became more popular and famous, they laid out the back nine of La Trobe Country Club, and it's a fabulous track, and I'm happy to say that I was able to play that with my classic clubs, my power-built Arnold Palmer golf club.
That's wonderful. Absolutely. We just lost you, Bern. Oh, darn. Don't you just, you know, when you're in the middle of a conversation, we just lost you, Bern. Can we hear you again?
Let's see. I can hear you.
Oh, good. We couldn't hear you for a couple of seconds there.
That's because I shut up, Danielle.
So the Golf Heritage Society, golfers of every age and playing ability are welcome. Men, women, golf artists, historians, writers, golf memorabilia collectors, golf course managers, designers, superintendents, instructors, junior golfers. In fact, it's free if you're a junior to the age of 22. So all the way through college, just about, you can be a golf, that is, yes, a, excuse me, a Golf Heritage Society member right through college. And unless it takes a little bit longer, you know, my grandson's going to take a while to go through college, and that's just fine. What I wanted to ask you as well in closing, what is the Golf Heritage Society outreach program?
Well, we're doing a lot. Most recently, we've created a thing called the Ambassadors Group. You can only imagine with 10 regional directors, and some of them have seven states, Danielle. So for us to penetrate, to get to the states and the neighborhoods, and really bring the message. You know, we do a lot electronically, but it's just great when you can get there in person. So wherever you live, if we identify someone who's enthusiastic, we make them an ambassador, and we give them some brochures and business cards and ask them to invite people to come and join us and go online at golfheritage.org and just, you know, learn more about the history of the game through the artifacts of the game and just have a blast making deeper friendships around the game of golf.
That's nice. And the USGA collaborating with you folks, Golf Heritage Society.
Yes.
I'm actually a member. What am I saying? You folks. Us.
Thank you. We're glad.
Yeah, it's good to be a member. So how is the USGA getting involved? Co-producing an educational enrichment program at GHS's National Convention?
Absolutely. They have been a partner and participant at our national convention as far back as I can remember.
Wow.
And last year, we were in Indianapolis, so they did a wonderful presentation on Indianapolis golf and Indiana golf. And they also gave us a sneak preview of their coming museum interactive space in Pinehurst, North Carolina. And guess what? We're such good friends. We're going to have our national convention in 2024 down there in Pinehurst just as they open that new museum. What a grand party that will be when we all visit there.
Right on, right on. And supporting worthy golf initiatives like the Foxburg Country Club, Clearwater Golf Club. There's a presence at various industry gatherings like the PGA Merchandise Show, the GCSAA Conference and Trade Show, the African American Golf Expo and Forum. We are everywhere, and we are the Golf Heritage Society. And this is President Dr. Bern Bernanke, and thank you for spending time with us this morning.
Danielle, it was a pleasure. Thank you, and greetings and good golf to all of your audience.
Awesome, awesome. Aloha. Coming back with, thank you, and coming back with Debbie Wakus, co-tournament director, Marilyn Smith Tournament, Golf for Cause founder, and co-founder Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. I love the phrase that she gave me, the world after COVID is the world we make. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
Yeah, Oahu has been under a flash flood warning since last night until 8 o'clock this morning. And I haven't gotten any updates about it being extended. I know that on the windward side, Kamehameha Highway was closed because of the flooded conditions, Waiahole Waikane area. I'm not sure. I have not been able to, of course, make any calls. I'm on the air to find out whether it's reopened or not. Just so you know that if you're getting on the road or you're going to do something, you want to, you know, be checking to see what the condition, give somebody a call who lives up that side to find out if you're going to go to Turtle Bay, for instance. You may not want to go along the windward coast. It may be better for you to go up the H2 and go around the North Shore side instead. Just give them a call, see what the weather's like. And that's just a heads up for that one. And it's only a couple more minutes, and I haven't gotten word that they've extended that flash flood warning.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Debbie Wakus, co-tournament director, Marilyn Smith Tournament, Golf for Cause founder, co-founder Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. And a very proud Golf Heritage Society member as well.
Cool.
We are everywhere.
Yes, I was saying you folks, and I'm like, what am I saying you folks? I'm a member.
That's we.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, in fact, I'm getting together later today with other members, Jamie Zimron and Taba Dale. And Jamie is here because of the fabulous week of events that we just had honoring Marilyn Smith, which also it's kind of right in line with Golf Heritage Society. We are forwarding the legacies of the founding members of the LPGA. And so it's pretty joyous. We just actually had Joe Passoff did our interview for us last Sunday for our Sunday tea with Joanne Carner. Pat Bradley was our tournament honoree. And then Susie Burning and Sandra Palmer were also here. And you want to talk about golf history and then the love in the room with the other pros who came for this event. And even Heather Farr's mother, Sharon, came because she learned that all of these girls were going to be here, the ones that played with her daughter growing up.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, it's exactly what Byrne is talking about, gathering people together, enjoying the history of golf and what it does for us in our lives and as a connector. Just special, very, very special.
It is. Debbie Wake has worked with Marilyn Smith, one of the 13 LPGA founders, for 10 years. And she's launched the Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation to forward the spirit and the legacy of all the LPGA founders and pioneers, including the Marilyn's Scholarship Fund, which since 1999 has awarded over $1 million to 199 young women to pursue their academic dreams and further their golf career. So that's what's been going on with your auction.
The auction is great, but I'm going to update you. First off, we have a DBA now called Golf It Forward, which is just explains what it is, and that gets rid of that whole mouthful of Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation. So that's number one. Number two, we're nearly 1.3 million to 239 girls, and it's joyous. And anyone who would like to support, we are at the tail end of our week's activities. We would love to blow this out of the park or out of make an ace, so, since we're talking about golf.
Yes.
The website that people can go to is golfitforward.org, and you will see a tab that says auctions, like 2023 spring auctions, and you will see a tab that says raffle. And there are incredible opportunities. I want to point out two in particular. One, on the member for a day auction, because there are two auctions. God forbid we should just do one thing for Marilyn. We have to do two. There is a trip. There is tickets to the 2024 Solheim Cup.
Wow.
And that includes a bunch of memorabilia as well. So that's one to look for. On the 32 auction site, which is the other auction, there is a Dormy Network membership for a year for you and somebody else that is a $30,000 value.
Wow.
It starts at $7,500. There are no bids on this. In that $7,500, 100% of that comes to our foundation for someone who, if you know someone that you think that's in their bailiwick or something they might consider, please help us by sending the Golf It Forward website to them and encourage them to take a look and bid. That would make a huge difference. That's 1.5 scholarships. This year we did 25 scholarships. We were so blessed to have two of the 25 young ladies at the Sunday tea to speak and address the group, which is, you know, we all love to see where our money is going. And oh my God, these girls are rock stars and future leaders. Well, they're already leaders at their age. And Marilyn's done something good, and we're just here to help and amplify it.
That's fantastic. Could you explain to folks what the Dormy Network is?
Sure. It's through that organization. There are, I believe, six or seven golf courses around the country where that you would have a member, like you're a member for a day opportunity, kind of wined and dined in golf. And I believe there might even be like a stay opportunity, but you are in this network of people who are like-minded souls, if you will, for golf. I have played one of the courses in Pinehurst, and, you know, it just so, so special. They're all around the country, and it's something extremely special, extremely special. So, and we thank them tremendously for being willing to contribute this to us.
Yeah.
I just want to take advantage of it.
Yeah, it's a $30,000 value, and right now the first bid hasn't gone in yet, and the first bid would be worth $7,500. Did I remember the figures right?
Yep, you did. You did.
Right on.
You did.
So that, and for a year, you're a member, and you get to go cruise the country. I know people who, you know, they're retired, and all they do is jet away.
There you go. Okay, so you're my person to put it out there for people.
Yes.
Thank you, Danielle.
Yes.
And I do want to tag along on just sharing a little bit about what we just experienced, because we had this Sunday tea that I mentioned, which is the meet and greet. We had a pro-am. But the level of pros that are playing in this pro-am over the years now just got elevated big time, because in partnering with the Arizona Golf Association, we now have a two-day Marilyn Smith Arizona Senior Women's Open. And Paula Stacey came in, Joanne Carner came in. The winners this year were Tammy Green and Michelle Redman. It's a team event. And these ladies, they don't have a place to play as seniors. There are very few events for them. And we are so honored to have that opportunity for them here in the Phoenix market. And the fact that we've partnered together, and really Marilyn was always about a place for women to play, that women belong in the sport. And so to have her name on this is really, really meaningful. And listening to these gals talk about how cool it is to be able to play another event and continue their careers is just special, just really special.
Competitors. I mean, World Golf Hall of Famers, Pat Bradley, Joanne Carner, Susie Berning, Sandra Palmer. You know, these are World Golf Hall of Famers that were there.
And Paula Stacey. Yep. Last year we were fortunate. We also had Kathy Whitworth, and sadly we lost her. And look at, it makes it so important, even more important, that we are trying to forward their legacies while we have them.
Yeah.
Let's hear from them. Let's hear what they have to say now, because the stories, to hear them from their mouths, is what an incredible opportunity.
So there's also the raffle for those of us who can't afford $7,500, but would love to be able to be the Dormy Network member for a year. There's a string of pearls, a strand of pearls, a la Marilyn Smith.
Yes, there is a strand of pearls. There is a commemorative Marilyn Smith golf bag that was signed at the recently, we had the Drive-On Championship here in Phoenix, the return of the LPGA tour to Phoenix. So the pros all signed that bag that's up there, as well as a PXG driver. And then there are some other items sprinkled in as well. But those are probably the three biggies. And raffle tickets are $10 a piece, three for $25, and seven for $50. So for $10, you can't win if you don't play.
That's right.
I mean, every little bit makes a difference. And, you know, forwarding their legacies is key. And we also curate memorabilia, which is really why it's so nice to be part of the Golf Heritage Society. And we just actually received and displayed at the Sunday tea Shirley Engelhorn's Ben Hogan Award. And Shirley was not a founder, but she was a pioneer. And similar to Ben, she had a terrible injury, an ankle injury, and then came back to compete on tour.
Wow.
And so Her estate bequeathed us that award along with a framed telegram from Ben to her explaining what this was and congratulating her. We had that on display along with one of her one irons. She was known for hitting a one iron all the time and very proficiently.
Wait a minute. Only God can hit a one iron, okay?
Well, God and Shirley Engelhorn. They called her Little Shirl to distinguish her from Shirley Sport, but Little Shirl and God, they could hit that one iron.
So, and every year you have the Pro-Am. I've got all the winners of the Pro-Am here. And if somebody's interested, they could, you know, plan ahead, right? How do we enter into the Pro-Am?
We will have all of that up on the Golf It Forward website, and I'm going to hold you to having me back on to announce once we have the dates.
Oh, absolutely.
You the dates and our honorees and our special tournament honoree or honorees, yeah.
I just wish that I had, you know, you should have knocked on my, you know, studio door. It's always open to you and said, hey, a month ago, let's talk about this. Danielle can't keep up with everything. So it contest winners, closest to the hole, closest to the hole, closest. So men, women, pros, longest drive contests, all this, you know, it's just, what's a 50-50? I'm sorry, I don't know all these things.
50-50, you put in money and you get a bunch of tickets. If your ball hits the green, you get even more tickets, and then you split the pot. That generated over $1,000 for us and over $1,000 for the winner. She was a happy camper.
Yeah, that's Ida Santoni, by the way, Montgomery. Yay, Ida. Wow, what a lot of fun. What a lot of fun. See, that's the thing. It's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun in the stories that got shared. Who knew that Joanne Conner played four holes in a tournament with her shorts on inside out and had to wait to the fourth hole to get that fixed when there was a bathroom? And she only told that story because Pat Bradley told a story about rushing to the first tee in England and realized that she forgot to put the most important garment on to take care of the girls upstairs as she was rushing down the stairs. It was like, okay, all of a sudden, all the dirty laundry's coming.
That's when you've totally lost your mind and you really are behind.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Danielle, Joe Passoff, who we endearingly
wonderful
know
guy.
Him, Traveling Joe.
Yes.
He is such a historian. He was the interviewer for the four ladies at the Sunday Tee. And the research that he did, he brought out stories from them that were incredible. And in fact, Joanne Conner, she played golf at ASU as a Sun Devil. And according to Linda Volstead, Coach Volstead, she was the first woman who received a scholarship that wasn't a university scholarship. It was kind of a local community pass the hat and let's make sure that the number one amateur in the country for years and years, Joanne Conner, or Gunderson at that point, plays here, right? And it's almost a la a Marilyn Smith scholarship because it's not university-based. It's a community-based, let's donate money to get the girls where they want to go.
Right. But
she played at ASU and was a Sun Devil, and she put their program on the map. Pat Bradley followed up and said her dad made her go to ASU for a year, or for at least a semester, because that's where Joanne Conner went.
Wow.
All of a sudden, everybody started to go to Arizona for golf, and really that she set that in motion. And so Coach and Wendy Ward, who also went to ASU, they presented both Pat and Joanne with ASU Sun Devil baskets with all kinds of memorabilia and stuff. But the fact that Joanne was there talking about putting it on the map, and she was talking about, you know, today these girls, they've got this exercise program, they got to run a mile a day, they got to do this, they got to do that. She said, you know, it was all I could do to get on that exercise bike and have a drink in one hand and a cigarette in the other. She said, I could never make a golf team today. She said, I could have majored in partying.
Yes. Debbie Wakas.
She was awesome.
Thank you so much. GolfItForward.com. That's where you go. GolfItForward.com. You've got to go there and, you know, you can participate, raise money for the scholarship program, by making you the winner of something. Okay. Thank you so much for
being. There's a lot of history there too on that site, but thank you, Danielle.
Absolutely, Debbie. My pleasure. Thanks for the laughter. I needed that.
Always. Always. Hold your finish.
Aloha. We're coming back with Diana DeLucia after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is that?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Nice door. Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Yes, Mike, it is. Rayner has helped thousands of Hawaii homeowners improve their home's beauty and safety with a new door over the years. We specialize in helping people get the right door so they can enjoy their door now while adding to the value and security of their home.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rayner Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder, editor-in-chief, publisher, Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine and coffee table book. Golf Kitchen Invitational, Golf Kitchen Culinary Awards Dinner at Glen Arbor was always, you know, and National Golf Course Restaurant Association, proud sponsor of the Invitational Awards evening. So much has happened over the last 5 years, or is it 6 years? Time just, you know, is all zooming along. And now, welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me on again. It's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice. And you have a big team now. Things have changed in your world. It's not just Diana. It's a team. Tell us about your team.
I'm so happy because, you know, I struggled so much during pandemic and especially in 2022. And I was so thankful to be working with Hunter Public Relations, with Karen Morgan, Chris Bartlett from Gem Advertising, and Gary Doyen from JM Media. And, you know, having other people running operations and me doing what I'm good at should result in some growth in the company.
Well, you know what? You were really good at putting out a beautiful product. I mean, give yourself a big...
It was exhausting.
Yes. That would have been the problem. When are we going to see your magazine again? I've been waiting for my issue.
The target date for the relaunch and rebrand is June or summer of 2023.
Okay.
And that they have me all organized now, so I feel so much more comfortable and, you know, the vision, I can really focus on what's important and they can focus on the things that are important that I'm not good at.
You mean the minutia, like getting a printer to do it right?
Yeah, all of those things, all of the above.
Right. Well, I've been, you know, who are these printers and why can't they get her magazine right? I'm having such a hard time with all of that. But you had a fantastic 18th annual Taste of Golf. Tell me about this.
I was fortunate. With the National Golf Course Restaurant Association affiliation with the sponsoring the awards program at Glen Arbor, I met a wonderful young lady, and she's also a chef. Her name's Victoria Eulenfield, and her nickname's Tori. And Tori has been running the culinary side of the Taste of Golf, which takes place at TPC Sawgrass every year for, I think this was the 13th or 14th year of the event. And, you know, it benefits the first tee. And they had 11 club chefs cooking at the event, 600 guests, more than they've ever had.
600?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was an absolutely amazing event. I'm not sure what the number is. I'm not sure they've announced the fundraising number, but I'm told they raised more money than they ever have before.
I bet. With 600 people coming to eat?
Yeah, they had like a live and silent auction. You know, they had 12 chefs and had a little like a chef competition.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think I sent you the chefs and clubs that were cooking.
Absolutely. You did. Absolutely, you did. But I just, for everybody here in Hawaii in particular, and, you know, people are listening around the world because they can, our live stream is available at radiogolfclub.com. This is for everybody in Hawaii. One of the things that you could have, where did that, oh my goodness, I think I've misplaced it. I'll find it in our conversation. I'm going to hold on to this thought here. But Executive Chef Michael Muse, Sawgrass Country Club, the Thai cashew and sriracha donut with poke tuna crunch. I felt like I was talking about something that was made in Hawaii. With a masago radish sprouts and cucumber scallions. He won. Congratulations.
He did win. I think he took out two awards. He took out the Blind Tasting Award, and then he took out the Chef's Choice Award. So I thought that was really impressive. But it was a beautiful presentation. It was gorgeous.
Yes. Okay. And now I've found the one recipe, and I can't see for some reason. There's use Google account to sign into Canva. Listen to this. Cheer wine char siu, pork bao buns, and kimchi popcorn. Isn't that, it's like in any bar you could go to in Hawaii, they should have cheer wine char siu, pork bao buns, and kimchi popcorn. What a fascinating evening. So how did you all eat all of these different things? That truly amazing.
Well, I was there photographing the food and the chefs for the cover. All the chefs cooking at that event will be on the cover. And it is our first edition and with the new team, and is the philanthropy edition. And that cover is on to benefit the first tee.
Yeah.
We're doing a story on the first tee, which is written by Karen Morgan. I'm writing the main story and obviously the photography. And then we have the story on the Nebraska Pancreas Hospital of Excellence, which I'm really excited to be working on. That piece is finished and being approved by the hospital. And then we have some chef profiles, some recipes as we normally do. We have a wonderful story from Italy, from Lake Como, by Stephen Fries, a new writer we've brought on board.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of excited. So
yeah.
We have a whole team now, and I feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we can finally grow and develop as it was meant to be, how I wanted it to be, pre-COVID.
Yeah. So Executive Chef Derek Steens and Executive Chef Tim Turner of the River Club and Epping Forest Yacht and Country Club are the ones who came up with Cheer Wine Char Siu, a pork bao buns, and kimchi popcorn. I'm stuck on that one because it just thought, wow, are these guys from Hawaii? the judges who made the decision, Chef Judge Stefan Beckham, I'm not sure.
Yes, that's correct.
And Chef Judge Trey Hardinger, the owner, chef, husband, father, Marine Corps veteran, Trey Hardinger, obsessed with bringing the stories and foods of the region to your table. And Chef Stefan graduated with honors from Pennsylvania Institute of Culinary Arts, performed his internship with the Ritz-Carlton on Amelia Island. Is this a taste testing, or is this a something that you, you know, you're the photographer, Diana, where you, where they, the presentation is what's being judged?
No, it's actually the whole recipe, the presentation and the recipe and the tasting. So what they do is they have a separate room. So the judges don't know what chef has made anything. They are presented with everything. So it's completely blind taste test. Wow. And visual test.
Yeah.
And then they had another category where the chefs all voted for who they felt was had the greatest presentation and the greatest recipe of the evening. And, you know, it just so happened that, is it Michael? Yeah, Michael Muse.
Yes.
From Sawgrass Country Club took out both awards.
Yes.
And there was another award, and it was a circus theme. It was really cool, and it was so fun. And it was, they had a theme award as well, and that was Jacksonville Golf and Country Club that took that one out. And they were so fun. They had, you know, a guy riding an elephant, which was so cool. I mean, they had some really fun things. They had a bearded lady. You know, they had the old sideshow kind of theme.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were fun. It was bright and colorful and red and white. And, you know, it was great.
It sounds like something kids would find fun, right? Yes.
Yeah, actually, the lady that was playing the bearded lady, she is actually Jacksonville Golf and Country Club's director of fun. Which I thought was a great title.
I want that job.
It sounds like a great job.
Yes, doesn't it? So the executive director, Jeff Willoughby, he's executive director of First Tee North Florida. Our First Tee program provides children of all demographics and abilities the opportunity to grow their character foundation while learning the game of golf. And really, that's what this game of golf is all about. Is building character and learning about the rules, etiquette, how to behave in society, because it's just all these people coming together on a golf course, and it's really quite wonderful the change it'll make in children. And they also learn, you know, not to cheat. You don't cheat in the game. You're called on if you do. And it just teaches a lot of things. So I get it. And it's good to see this much come together. The event chair of Taste of Golf, Nikki Sparrow-Moreland, she has a wonderful write-up here about all the things the First Tee in North Florida does to help young people develop the character, fortitude, that'll help them overcome a lifetime's worth of new obstacles. Isn't that the truth? And we have our own First Tee in Hawaii, right at the Alawai Golf Course. So it's something for all people to think about, getting their kids into the game of golf. A lot of kids really enjoy it because it's up to what they do. And they're not letting down a team of people. It's one of the reasons why my grandson really enjoyed going in golf, because he didn't feel like he failed the team if something went wrong for him. But you're still in a group of kids and you're all having fun together and no one judges. And that's another thing that's beautiful about the game. People aren't judging each other. They're judging themselves in their own mind. So anyway, so I'm here talking with Diana DeLucia. She is founder of Golf Kitchen. And Diana, over the years, you have created some really spectacular events that people really enjoyed. And I just want to know.
Yeah, and hopefully we're going to have more of those.
You're
going to
do that? You're going to do that still?
Yes. Yeah, we're just waiting on dates and things before we can make any announcements.
Right.
But the main goal right now is to get this issue out with the new team. And we're finishing editorial and things of that nature at the moment. And I'm looking forward to them, you know, just taking all the things that I've put in and yourself has put in, and many golf clubs, GMs, owners have, like, helped me so much
right.
over the last 13, 14 years. I mean, you've just been a support that's just been unbelievable. You know, and sometimes in life, you know, we all have those times when we need extra help and kindness. And I have been very blessed to have people in the industry, yourself and many others, who were there to lend that ear when I really needed it.
Well, we love you. That's all there is to it, okay? So just accept it. I want you to know that we do. And sometimes it's hard to accept. Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief of publisher Golf Kitchen, and now she has a team, so I'm not sure what I should say her title is, because she's also an award-winning photographer, food photographer, one of the most difficult things to take photographs of. I just love seeing people with their cameras taking a picture of their food and like, ew, it's not going to look as pretty as it does on the table. But Diana could make it look pretty. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse, Diana.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha. See you next time.
Great. All right. Aloha. And I want to thank all the people who make this show possible. Aloha Power Equipment's new megastore. It's next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Iwile. We put power at your fingertips. You know that. Aloha Power Equipment. And, you know, if your power was out during the windstorm or goodness gracious knows what's going on, we had who expected a flash flood warning overnight and the road closed on Kamehameha Highway. For heaven's sakes, it was sunny yesterday afternoon for the first time in 5 days on the windward side, and all of a sudden it's pouring again. So, you know, the power goes out. A generator. Get a portable generator, particularly if you live in the country. You don't want to worry about losing your food in the refrigerator. And it can save your food, your sanity, most important, save your sanity. Talk with the folks at Aloha Power Equipment, because we put power at your fingertips. MD Restoration, flood from the inside or out, flood or fire disaster. You need help immediately. MD Restoration is on it any time of the day, right away, night, right away. If disaster strikes your home or your office, call MD Restoration, licensed contractors. So they'll help, you know, restore things, mitigate the problem, and then they can start doing the repairs for you. You'll get to know them. And then you can trust them because they are licensed contractors. And the numbers I give you, always put 808 first. 528-3434. MD Restoration, 528-3434. Rainer Garage Doors, beautiful looks, maximum security. It's quiet, won't disturb you or the neighbors. And it's your first safety zone when that door shuts for you. The Rainer door, adding value to your home as well. It's perfect. 676-3667. HawaiiDoor.com is where you can see all the latest designs in garage doors. HawaiiDoor.com. 676-3667. Oh, we're so very proud to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. And you heard today from one of our great PGAs. It takes a lot of time and love of this game, dedication to become a PGA. And they want to share that knowledge with you. So get in touch with your local golf course, ask for the PGA, and get a lesson. CyPack for cybersecurity. Boy, is this a big one. For your company, your organization, CyPack. An elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Online, it's CyPack.com. That's CYPAC.com. CyPack.com. Their number, 861-9595. That's 861-9595. And if you're stumped, you have no idea what to give a great friend who seems to have everything, give them a Poipu Bay gift certificate. It was home of the Grand Slam of golf for years. Hawaii watched Tiger Woods grow up playing at Poipu Bay, Kauai's South Shore gem. Year after year he came. Everyone at the golf club wants a gift certificate from Poipu Bay. And guess what? We've got gift certificates for Mother's Day and Father's Day to give away to our lucky winners. I want to thank you for your mana And may you hit the sweet spot every time. And you can always hear the show at radiogolfclub.com for the podcast, or you can go wherever you get your podcasts, The Golf Club. Sometimes they take out The Golf Club. I'm Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.